the College of Engineering from the Urbana campus had this particular item on his aspiration list, and I hope I'm remembering and recalling the details. But at UIC, we've created a new department of bioengineering bolstered by a federal grant and housed in both the Colleges of Engineering and Medicine to promote interdisciplinary research in engineering, physical science, and biology. I'll now move on to some of the accomplishments of our distinguished faculty. Ann George is the Alan Brode Endowed Professor in Oral Biology. Ann is just exceptional. She is one of six scientists worldwide chosen for an honorary degree from the Paris Descartes University. Her research focuses on proteins, regenerated dentine, one of the four major components of teeth and oral health. She's a superstar. Assistant Professor Sean Lely in the School of Architecture is the winner of the 2011-2012 Rome Prize competition by the American Academy in Rome. Each year, through a national competition, the prize is awarded to approximately 30 individuals worldwide who represent the highest standard of excellence in the arts and humanities. On the more local level, some of you might know Yasin Panyukov, Associate Professor and Director of UIC's Theater. He is appearing in Stepping Wolf. A current production is Penelope, and he has been a member of the Stepping Wolf Theater since 2002. Michael J. Anderson, Director of Choral and Vocal Studies, was elected President of the International Federation for Choral Music by representatives from around the world at their recent meeting in Argentina. Now I want to focus just briefly on student excellence. Doctoral students in computer science have launched a startup company to market Glancy, a smartphone application designed to help people make friends. Another addition, I'm still catching up on the first era of social networking, but anyway, a handsome contribution to social networking. Our doctoral student has received a three-year National Science Foundation fellowship to study algebra learning among African-American students. By the way, ninth grade algebra, the most frequently failed high school course, is identified as an obstacle for African-Americans and Latino students. Min-Yon Go, a fourth-year medical student at Rockford, was one of 18 students in the country to receive the American Medical Association Foundation Physicians of Tomorrow Scholarship for excellence in three areas: academic achievement, leadership, and community involvement. UIC's entrepreneurial graduate program in our College of Business was ranked 18th out of more than 2,000 schools surveyed by Princeton Review. I recently had the opportunity to join Illinois Senator Dick Durbin and Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski and other dignitaries on Capitol Hill during International Education Week for a panel titled "A Global Education, No Longer Optional, Why a Study Abroad Experience Should Be a Part of Every Student's Future." UIC was selected to serve on the panel because our campus has been identified by the NAFSA as a standout among institutions enrolling a highly diverse population in study abroad. Peter McPherson, a friend and colleague and president of the APLU, was on the panel, and Kathy Lang was kind enough to be in the audience for the panel discussion. We take pride in the continuing accomplishments of our alumni. Two of our UIC Performing Arts alumni star in popular and current TV series. Jeff, one of our students, Jeff Lucas Neff, a 2008 graduate, is the lead actor in Raising Hope. Have any of you watched this, Raising Hope? A comedy series now in its second season with the Fox Network. And Janina Kavankar, a 2005 graduate, joined the HBO series Vampire Drama, True Blood, last season as Luna. Are any of you familiar with Luna? Previously, she appeared as a regular.